Let us pray. Amazing Lord, we give thanks to you for this day and for the opportunity to celebrate fathers and father figures in our lives. At this moment, Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit be with us as I speak in your name and the message of the gospel. So, Lord, bless us. In your name, we pray. Amen. I brought two things with me today. They are very important to me. One is my little prayer book from First Communion, and the other one is a little small pocket Bible. I brought this when I came to the United States many years ago. Now, if you're packing for a trip, maybe these items will not be on your list, but they were on mine. They were essential to bring because they represented my faith. They represented the prayers I learned as a child, the stories in the scripture that shaped me, and the belief that God would be with me wherever I went. When I left Colombia, I wasn't planning to stay here permanently. I came for what I thought would be 6 months. And 6 months to travel, 6 months to learn English, and to have fun, and then go back home. It was my first time being away from my family, from my friends, from the food that I love, from everything that was familiar to me. And I knew it would be moments of loneliness. I knew there would be moments of uncertainty. So I brought these books with me. And reflecting now, I realize I wasn't really carrying books. I was carrying my faith. I was carrying my story. I was carrying the belief that no matter where I would be, the Lord was next to me. What I didn't know was that 6 months would become more than 27 years. 27 years. Time flies when you're having fun. I didn't know I would marry Todd. I didn't know I would have two amazing kids, or that I would become a United Methodist. And I certainly didn't know that I would become a pastor. I had no idea that God would use every experience to deepen my faith and expanding my understanding about grace and about the love of God for me. And all of that changed, all of that new experiences that I was having makes me wonder, what do we carry with us when life changes? Because life changes, doesn't it? Sometimes slowly, sometimes suddenly, children grow up, parents age, relationships shift, jobs change, communities change, churches change. Sooner or later, every one of us finds ourselves standing at the edge of a new chapter, wondering what comes next. And when that happens, we all end up asking the same question. What do I carry with me when life changes? The question is at the heart of the musical we are exploring today as we continue in our summer series, Summer on Broadway. And the musical is Fiddler on the Roof. At the center of the story is Tevye, a poor Jewish milkman, living in a small Russian village with his wife and his five daughters. Tevye spends much of the story trying to balance tradition with a world that is changing around him, just like a fiddler trying to stay balanced as he's playing a violin on a roof. His daughters begin to make choices he never expected. The traditions that have guided his family for generations are being challenged, and eventually his community is forced to leave because he's vandalized. Everything that he has known is gonna be gone. Everything that is familiar is changing. Tevye's conversations and all of his wrestling with tradition come down to one question. How do I figure this out? What do I hold on to when life changes? What matters most? What I cannot left behind? And that's the same question we are exploring today with Moses. After 40 years, the people of Israel are finally standing outside of the promised land. So you see number 16 on the top. So they have been wandering in the wilderness, and they're now right there at number 16. They can finally see the future God has been promising to them. The wilderness is ending, and a new chapter is beginning. And Moses is not going with them. For 40 years, he has led these people. How many years? 40. 40 years. And now he's preparing them for a future he will never see. Can you imagine that? If you're a parent, maybe you can. You spend years trying to teach your children what matters most. You try to pass on your values, your faith, your wisdom, and then one day they have to make their own decisions. So Moses is asking himself, when I'm no longer here, what do I want them to remember? What's the one thing I don't want them to lose? And his answer becomes the heart of the Jewish faith, which is called the Shema. And it's found in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6. So let's hear the words. Now these are the commandments, the regulations, and the case laws that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you to follow in the land you are entering to possess, so that you will fear the Lord your God by keeping all his regulations and his commandments that I am commanding you, both you and your sons and daughters, all the days of your life, and so that you will lengthen your life. Listen to them, Israel. Follow them carefully so that things will go well for you, Israel. Listen. Our God is the Lord, only the Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your being, and all your strength. These words that I am commanding you today must always be on your minds. Recite them to your children. Talk about them when you are sitting around your house, and when you are out and about, when you are lying down, and when you are getting up. Tie them on your hand as a sign. They should be on your forehead as a symbol. Write them on your house's door frames and on your city gates. The word Shema in Hebrew means listen. Listen, but not with your ears, but listening, a capacity that changes your life. He tells them to talk them to talk those words to their kids at home and outside when they are doing errands or when they're cooking, whatever, when they wake up and when they go to bed. In other words, that what Moses is saying is don't let your faith become something that you experience once a week. Let faith become part of your everyday life. Let it shape who you are, your family, your future. Moses, with these words, is creating tradition and identity. He's giving the people practices that will help them to remember God when life changes. Remember the map? They're finishing that period in which they have been struggling, and they're going to be entering this land of abundance. So he's giving them these traditions. But traditions do not replace faith. Traditions are meant to sustain faith. They help us remind us who God is when life gets busy, when life gets hard, and when the future feels uncertain. Moses isn't preparing them to stay where they are. He's preparing them to move forward. Everything is about to change. The wilderness is ending. The promised land is ahead. And Moses is saying, as your circumstances change, don't forget who God is. That's a word that I believe many of us need to hear. Because faithfulness is not about refusing to change. Faithfulness is about staying connected to God while life changes around us. I'm going to repeat that. Faithfulness is about staying connected to God while life changes around us. As I reflected on Moses' words when I was writing the sermon, I couldn't help but think about my own journey of faith. I grew up Catholic, and traditions in the Catholic Church shaped me in beautiful ways. Those traditions became part of who I am. In many ways, they gave me my first language of faith. And since today is Father's Day, I can't help but think about one of the people who helped me give those roots of faith, my dad. My father was a faithful Roman Catholic. He loved God, he loved the church, and he took the responsibility of passing his faith to his children. When I think about where my faith began, I think about people like my father, who taught me what it meant to trust God, to pray faithfully, and to stay connected with the body, with the church. Now, if I'm being honest, when I became a United Methodist, I don't think that was the future he ever imagined for his daughter. In fact, there were times when it was difficult for him to understand my decision. And honestly, I understand now more than ever, because when you love someone deeply and they begin walking a path you didn't expect, it can be hard. As I watched Tevia wrestling with his daughter's choices, I found myself thinking about fathers, because underneath all of Tevia's questions is a father who loves his daughters deeply. He's trying to figure out how to hold into what matters most while watching them, the people he loves, move into a future he never expected. And I think My father experienced some of that too. The path I was walking looked different from the one he had imagined. But one of the greatest gifts my father gave me was that even when he didn't fully understand every step of my journey, he never stopped loving me. Over time, he came to see that I wasn't abandoning God. I was still following Jesus. I wasn't rejecting the faith that he helped me nurture in me. I was building on it. The traditions looked different. The worship looked different. The church looked different. But my love for Christ remained the same. And looking back now, I think that experience brought us closer. Because we learned something very important. We learned that faithfulness isn't about making sure everything stays the same. Faithfulness is about staying connected to God through every season of life. And that's why I have come to believe that tradition gives us roots, and the Holy Spirit gives us direction, and we need both. Without roots, we lose our identity, and without direction, we stop growing. How do we know when the Holy Spirit is leading us into something new? I don't think the Holy Spirit usually shows up with a roadmap that we need to follow and a detailed plan. At least that hasn't been my experience. Looking back, I can see the Holy Spirit all through my own story. The Spirit placed people in my life. The Spirit opened doors that I never would have opened myself. The Spirit kept nudging me to move forward when I wasn't seeing the whole picture. I think we balance faithfulness to tradition with the openness to God leading us. We stay rooted in faith, in that faith that has shaped us, while remain open to God's leading, to the Holy Spirit leading. And I think that's exactly what Tevia was struggling to learn. Because the real question isn't whether life will change. The real question is whether we will trust God when he does. So the question remains, what do we carry with us when life changes? When the children leave home, when retirement arrives, when the relationships changes, when the church enters in a new season, when life doesn't unfold the way we imagined. I think that's where Moses' words are key. And Moses says to us, remember God, love God, stay connected to God, and keep listening for God's voice. Because that is the essence of faith, is the Shema, is the reminder that doesn't matter what changes around us, God remains faithful. The traditions help Israel remember who God was, and the Holy Spirit led them into the future God had prepared for them. Friends, I think that's the balance we are called to live. We honor the traditions that help us remember where we have encountered God, and we remain open to where God may still be leading us. Because we also thought that God is not finished with us yet. Looking back now, I realize that these books were not the treasure. They pointed me to the treasure. The treasure was God, the God who met me as a little girl in Colombia, the one who walked with me through change, the one who used traditions to give me roots, and the one whose Holy Spirit gives me direction. Friends, that's the balance Moses was teaching Israel. That's the balance Tevye was struggling to find. And that's the balance we are called to live today. Tradition helps us remember where we have encountered God. The Holy Spirit helps us discover where God is working now and leading us. So tradition gives us roots, and the Holy Spirit gives us direction. Faithfulness requires both. So I want to leave you with the question we started with. What do we carry with you when life changes? Maybe the path ahead looks different from what you have expected. Maybe you are standing at the edge of a new chapter. Maybe you are carrying uncertainty about the future. If so, remember what Moses taught Israel and what Jesus later reaffirmed. Love God. Stay connected to God. Keep listening for God's voice, because the path may look different. The future will surprise you. Traditions will look different than one did. The ones did, but God remains. God's love remains. God's faithfulness remains, and that's the treasure we carry wherever life leads us. Amen? Amen.